Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. The Nebraska football team is expected to sign at least 11 players today as part of the early signing period for National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Check out KFORnow.com for updates and a recap of the recruiting later today. New Husker offensive line coach Donovan Raiola played for Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin before embarking on a career in the NFL, then to coaching. Alvarez told Hale Varsity Radio recently that Raiola has a great personality, which can be helpful for recruiting.
He'll be able to relate to parents and kids. I know the players, they'll love him. There's no doubt in my mind he'd be a natural as a recruiter.
More of Barry Alvarez and the Hale Varsity podcast page at ESPNLincoln.com. Nebraska center Cam Jurgens is foregoing his final two seasons of eligibility and will enter the NFL draft. On Tuesday afternoon, Nebraska Athletic Director Trev Alberts issued a statement saying that the Husker men's basketball program is compliant with all NCAA rules. There have been rumors of alleged violations within the program. Mitch Sherman with the Athletic told Hale Varsity Radio Tuesday afternoon Alberts would not have put out a statement if he suspected something was going to happen.
The fact that Alberts has now come out and made a statement, it would lead you to believe that he's confident in what he's saying. You know, beyond just I don't think he's playing word games here.
More with Mitch Sherman. That's on the Hale Varsity podcast tab at ESPNLincoln.com. Boys basketball Tuesday night, number 3 Omaha Westside beat Lincoln Southeast 75-59. The Warriors capitalized on this Southeast turnover in the first quarter that did the C.J. Mitchell basket.
Dak ball fake, skip pass, tipped away, loose ball, steal. Numbers for Westside, ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell going to drive in and able to glide in for two with the right hand, C.J. Mitchell.
Chris Schmidt here on KFOR with a call. In the game over on ESPN Lincoln last night, Seward defeated the Lincoln Lutheran boys 66-54. And in Omaha last night, the Creighton men's basketball team fell to Arizona State 58-57. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.